there. Welcome to Healing Outside the Box. I'm Jean Tiberio, and I'm a nutritionist and a wellness coach. I'm calling this episode Food Monotony 101. This episode scratches the surface about the different factors that affect the dopamine or pleasure receptors in our brain when it comes to eating different types of foods. It will all make sense in a minute. But first, I want to mention a wonderful program that's now happening in California. And as things usually go, California, and I'd like to say Massachusetts, have progressive ideas that all states should certainly adopt. The program I'm talking about is called the Edible Schoolyard Program, and it's run by a woman named Alice Waters. If you have not heard the name of Alice Waters, you may want to Google it because she is involved in many things when it comes to feeding our children healthy food, which I suppose I don't need to tell you if you're listening to this podcast. Healthy food results in healthy minds and healthy bodies. NPR did a bio on her a few years ago, and I'll give you the link in the show notes. I'll also give you the link to the Edible Schoolyard program in my show notes. But if you're not on my website right now, you can start with edible.schoolyard.org/program and look around on their website. Alice is such a positive influence, not only in her neck of the woods, but all over this country. And we could all certainly benefit to know more about what she's doing in California. Now on to this podcast. Oh, by the way, I'm currently writing a podcast episode on the whole hormonal connection between thyroid activity, what's going on in the adrenal glands, glucose or sugar regulation, our microbiome, which is basically the bacteria and other organisms that live inside us, and the whole leaky gut business. But because all of that is a mouthful to even say, it's taking me a few weeks to gather up the different sources of information. So that will be coming up in the next month or so. Stay tuned for that. Now, recently I saw a movie called Burnt, starring Bradley Cooper. Perhaps it wasn't the greatest movie I've ever seen, but as most women will tell you, sitting through 2 hours of Bradley Cooper close-ups is not hard to take. In this movie, he's a chef of an upscale restaurant who has struggled in his personal life in the past and is now trying to regain his momentum as one of the most respected chefs in London. In one scene, Bradley Cooper is eating in a fast food restaurant and makes the following statement. You know what's the problem with fast food restaurants? Everyone knows about the salt or the fat or the high fructose corn syrup, and I would certainly add preservatives, antibiotics, chicken carcasses, pesticides, and the like. But he goes on to say, one of the problems with fast food is that it is monotonous. He is right. In other words, it's the same month-old bread, the same 2 ounces of gray meat, plus meat byproducts, the same ketchup, mustard, the same special sauce, whatever that is. Our brains get bored with this monotonous gray food, and it fails to light up our brain with excitement about the anticipation of what to expect with this food. So even though the fat in the sugar lights up something in our brains, initially dopamine receptors, we want more and more and more to get the same level of satisfaction. So what's missing is anticipation. And by that I mean the beautiful sight of the food, the colors, the way it's presented on the plate, anticipation about the spices, the sauce on top of the food, etc. When you get a whiff of that food, the aroma triggers anticipation of what spices might be creating that symphony of smells. Then when you bite into it, it's the anticipation of how it feels on your tongue. Is it smooth? Is it crunchy, creamy? Or is it many of those things? Some of the better chefs love to combine crunchy and creamy. When you taste it, is it savory, sweet, spicy, maybe a bit acidic? And last but not least, certainly, does it taste delicious, fresh? Does it bring up memories of family picnics or Christmas dinner at your Italian grandmother's house? The reason I'm asking all these questions is because what we're looking to do is light up our dopamine receptors in our brain when we eat a food that we really like. And as I've hinted at, it's not just about the fat or the sugar. I recently listened to a video from a neuroscientist that explains this in more detail. When we first eat a food that is high in fat or sugar, those dopamine receptors do light up, but not to the same extent they would light up for, say, heroin or cocaine. Those drugs give you an intense high and can sometimes result in addiction fairly quickly, especially if someone has a genetic predisposition to drug or alcohol addiction. I think we've all heard that, but what's new in this video is that she looks at sugary and fatty foods and studies that same dopamine reaction. Here's what she found. People that are exposed to these addictive patterns have a similar dopamine reaction when eating fast foods, but only in the beginning. Not as intense, of course, as we discussed. However, when the same subjects ate the same fast food every day, their brains recognized it as monotonous, and then they would need a larger portion of that sugary or fatty food to get the same pleasure sensation. She summarizes this video by suggesting that even junk food junkies need to switch to different foods to get a similar pleasure response after the first few bites. And here's where the good news comes in. I believe this is true with healthy and flavorful foods as well. We can get an, oh my God, reaction when we eat a delicious Italian meal in a fancy restaurant where they use only fresh ingredients. But as delicious as it is, that oh my God reaction won't register the same if we eat that exact same food every day for months. So what's an American to do, especially if we want to eat healthy food and avoid this monotony? Whether it's fast food, elegant, delicious, fresh food, or something in between, we end up with a tendency to eat the same food every day that we prefer. So here's my food for thought suggestion. Maybe we can find 5 or 6 recipes or types of food that we can make at home. So perhaps we can make recipe number 1 the first week or two, then recipe number 2 the next week or two, then recipe number 3 the next week or two. In other words, switch them around. Perhaps change an ingredient or two and see if you like it better. Now, when you're looking for recipes to cook, think about the spices and the fresh ingredients that we're putting into these recipes. If those spices or produce ingredients don't trigger a positive reaction in you, then switch them off, even if the recipe calls for them. So then when we're sitting down with this recipe that we've finished cooking, take that first bite or two. Think about how that food smells, the sensation on your tongue. Try to guess the spices that you're picking up. And now I know you put them in, but think about whether you can taste the different spices, which ones you like, maybe which ones you prefer not to add. Then take a few bites, sit back, and think about what memories this food brings up when you smell and taste it. What I'm trying to say here is that the act of cooking and eating should be an experience, ideally, that never gets monotonous. In the next couple of weeks, I am putting together a few short videos demonstrating how to make a few different recipes, and I will be putting them up on YouTube and then linking them in the show notes in my website. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, happy cooking and be well. Stay tuned next week for another episode of Healing Outside the Box.